At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Shout out for our friends and holder. It's First Rate Ag, a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 26 years in business. Please call them at 308-995-8327 or go to firstrateag.com and ask for Parker or Chris.
I heard from Parker this weekend in a nice text exchange.
Parker.
Just going back and forth on just thoughts on college football, which was great. And just like I said, so nice just to keep in touch with you. 26 years, started off just as a small little idea, and now that they're probably in the tri-state area, the largest crop protection service that there is, and they lose nobody. Their customers keep coming back. Customer appreciation was incredible in December last year. So thank you to those guys at First Rate. Just imagine
First Rate Ag. First Rate Ag.
Yes.
First Rate Ag.
We've covered that.
Sorry, I was lost for a second there.
We lost Jake for a second.
I was looking up something real quick.
Sorry. You're good.
First Rate Ag, Parker and Chris, 308-995-8327. All right, so saw this. You know, we played the audio, I believe it was last week or 2 weeks ago, of the exchange from Deion Sanders, Colorado, and Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. Okay, it was very awkward, weird. As of this past weekend, Deion Sanders will no longer take questions from Sean Keeler. Now, he's allowed to be at press conferences, all press things he can be at, but he will not be able to ask questions to Deion Sanders.
He can ask questions.
But he won't answer them.
Right.
You ever seen something like this before, Sip, anywhere? In your years of journalism at all?
Not really, no. I can't say that I have. It's really odd, and it's a bad look for Deion that you let Sean Keeler get under his skin this far. And the thing that I wonder in this situation, and you won't see people band together this way, which is unfortunate. What should happen is that the media should boycott coverage. That's what should happen. They won't. It won't happen. But a coach shouldn't be able to dictate that sort of thing.
Now, the statement was pretty direct from Colorado. This is from the spokesperson. Didn't have a name. The spokesperson says, quote, after a series of sustained personal attacks on the football program and specifically Coach Prime.
It's a joke.
The CU Athletic Department, in conjunction with the football program, have decided not to take questions from Denver Post columnist Sean Keeler at football-related events. He is still permitted to attend football activities as a credentialed member of the media, and other reporters from the Denver Post are welcome to ask questions of football program personnel made available to the media, but Sean Keeler will not be able to ask questions to Deion Sanders. End quote.
So I had a question for Steve, and he kind of answered it already. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, if this happened right now at Nebraska, mm-hmm. what would you do?
What do you mean, what would I do? If it was me?
No, if it's someone else.
It's
your friend. You've seen him. He's from wherever, the World Herald. He's sitting right next to you for the last 15 years, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, he gets barred.
Like I said, it would be nice if the media would get together and say, well, then we're not going to participate either. But I don't think that would happen, unfortunately. You know what? It doesn't have to be a huge deal. Keeler can still go. You know, the bottom line is it doesn't have to be a huge deal. It's not good for Sean, but it's not the end of the world. There's people that go to the press conference and never ask a question. and operate just fine. I mean, there's a huge media core. You were part of, Bill, you answered questions. And there were people who never asked a question and would still get their job done. So Keeler can get his job done, especially as a columnist. I mean, I just think it's a bad look for Dion and the university, because the university it was a big deal. I mean, the university and the Denver Post were going back and forth on this. There was a lot of internal discussion. It's just amazing to me that Deion Sanders Prime would let Sean Keeler get this far under his skin. It's a really weak look by Deion Sanders. Really weak. Like, in, you know, the narrative in Colorado is he's just setting up this narrative. This gives him an out. He can just say, I was treated unfairly at Colorado by the media. I couldn't operate like I wanted to because I was so profoundly affected by what was being said about me. Keeler hasn't been that hard on him.
Well, here's one of the things that they're saying why he can't ask questions anymore. This is what Keeler wrote back in February, so a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Says, quote, Deion Sanders is a false prophet, the Bruce Lee of BS, Harold Hill in designer shades. He's also in the wrong business. If Coach Prime wanted to run for governor, he'd kill it. Rallies for breakfast, adoring fans for miles, no NCAA, no recruiting rules, no pesky Washington State to hammer you senseless in the cold. End
it's not
quote.
That bad. I mean, you should. I mean, I've read stuff over the years that's way worse. Way worse. I mean, come on. That Keeler has not been that hard on him. In that market, him and a guy named Mark Kisla, who also worked at the Denver Post, have been kind of rough, but not terrible. I mean, I've seen way worse from people in that market with other coaches. No, Prime's really thin-skinned. I mean, that's what it is. So it's unfortunate for Sean. I feel bad for Keeler. I do. I think he's handled it really well I talked to Parker. Parker works with him, Parker Gabriel. I think Keeler's handled it well. But it's annoying. You don't want to be – I'll tell you one thing you don't want to be in our shoes is the center of attention. And now he's the center of attention. It would be horrifying for me. I would hate that part of it, that you're in the spotlight. You don't want – you didn't get in this business to be in the spotlight. So that would be bad. And I'm sure it's been rough for Sean. Rough. It's really unfortunate. Really unfortunate. It's a freak show. It's too bad.
On the text line, the Virginia Pirate says this. Doesn't that just show extreme softness with Prime and his program?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, it's super soft. That's the bottom line. It's incredibly soft.
What would the rest of the writers or media would be right now? Are they, like, better watch what I say?
Yeah.
I might be the next one.
It's a good question. Yeah.
And you don't want to be, like you said, it's not so much that you don't get to answer, ask questions. That's not it. It's like you said, Nelson, okay, you're out too. Then now you're part of the attention.
Yeah.
Now you're back in that spotlight.
It's not so much, to me, it wouldn't be so much being unable to ask questions. It would be the limelight. You just don't want, okay, so now you're in the, that would be the bad part. How's the rest of the media? I'm sure they walk on eggshells a little bit. Because if you ask a tough question, Deion takes it personally. He called him Deposition Deion, stuff like that. It's not... That's not that bad.
It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. Come on. No, Deion's really, this is a bad look for him. And I think that's what most people are saying, even in Colorado. So.
Well, imagine if, they play Thursday against North Dakota State, a game they could lose. Again, they're favorite, but they could lose that game.
They definitely could lose that game.
And now you've got someone that asked tough questions that was critical of Deion that can't talk. Someone's going to be critical. If they lose that game.
Or it's close, you know.
Someone's got to be able to ask the tough question.
Yeah, but he makes it hard to do that because he will single you out and he'll embarrass you in front of everybody. And that act will really, really, he won't be able to pull it off if they lose, when they start losing a lot. People won't, they'll be less tolerant. It's not good. And I know there was a lot of discussion, Denver Post. It went to the administration of Colorado. Come on. I mean, you had administrators at Colorado having to deal with that. Not good. just a bad look for everybody.
And just to clarify,
not a bad look for Keeler, not a bad look for the Denver Post. They'll be fine. He can go and do his thing. He'll talk in Deion will talk to other writers from the Denver Post. It won't affect Keeler that much.
You've covered Nebraska for about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Have you never seen anything like this at Nebraska? What's the closest you have seen?
Sean Callahan got kicked out of practice for a week by Bo because he wrote. I can't even remember exactly what the circumstances were. I mean, Frank one time told me during one part of the day that I'd be banned.
What'd you do?
Oh, I just wrote. I've said this on the air before. They used to let us watch scrimmages in August as long as you didn't describe the plays. And I think it was 2000 when they had Lord.
Jamal Lord.
And David Horn. And it was a scrimmage. It was their last scrimmage of August. And Lord rolled to his right and threw a throwback pass to David Horn. He went 40 yards for a touchdown, about 40 yards for a touchdown. Got inside the pylon. It was cool. I described it exactly that way in the paper. And Frank called. Mary Lynn called.
Mary Lynn
said call. Yeah.
Mary Lynn Weininger.
Yeah, Mary Lynn. Yeah,
great person.
Said please. Yeah, she is.
Yes.
But whenever Mary Lynn called you, Bill, it was not good. It was
not good.
No, it was.
The best part about it, if it wasn't good, would be talking to her because she'd be like, "Hey, Steve, Mary Lynn.
Yeah,
how are you
Frank
doing?"
Immediately.
Yeah. Oh, and she'd be so kind.
Or call Tom immediately. Yeah. It was not good. They never were calling you to say, "Hey, good job.
Hey, great. I love how you're covering us. Thank you." No, if you got the call.
No, and Frank.
402-472-3116.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
That's the number to Nebraska football.
I don't know if you remember, but Frank, when he was mad, the first word he would say of every sentence was "well."
Oh,
and right out of the gate, he said, "Well, you described that play really well in the scrimmage." I was like, "What are you talking about? I don't even know. I can't even remember what we're talking about here." And he read it, and he said, "I'd be no longer welcome at practice." This was in the morning, and I wasn't far long enough in my career to understand that he'd forget about it probably by about 3 o'clock that day. But yeah, there was a point there. I had just bought a house and I had a mortgage.
I was concerned.
And I was like, oh God, this is not good.
What did Harvey Perlman say to you?
But Milt, I've told this story before. I had to talk to Milt later in the day. And I said, "Can you try to smooth things over with Frank? What'd you do now, Sip?" And I said, I described that throwback pass that Jamal threw the horn with a little too much detail in the paper. I said, "God dang, it wasn't like it was a trick play." And Milt had that famous line. He said, "Sybil, every time we pass, it's a trick play."
That's gold,
yeah, that was,
Milt.
Yeah, it was Milt. Yeah, yeah. Right off the cuff.
Yeah.
I'd never forget it. But it smoothed out. Like, I was back at practice the next time, so it wasn't. So, Jake, the answer to your question is no. I can't really remember any instances like this that got that big, where it got to the university administration and they put out a statement.
Statement.
My God. No, that is never. I can tell you unequivocally that's never happened in Nebraska. Never. It's stupid.
Or really anywhere.
It's really pathetic.
Have you seen any other places besides
I don't know. It's probably happened somewhere, but not
very
often.
It's very extreme.
As an assistant coach, having to do talks several times, especially like that last year with D coordinator. Or I never once thought of any point in time of it's just like, all right, there's someone out there, and I'm not going to answer their question, or I'm not going to. It was just like, okay, whatever they have, let's just try to handle this the best you can. But never once did you think, or did I look at Keith like, is Sipple going to be there again? Because I'm just let him know. Let's let him know if he asks me a question, I'm not answering.
It's hard to do that.
No, it's
it'd be hard, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be hard. First of all, it's just
I'm not answering your question.
Yeah, you answer everything, and you know there's going to be tough questions. You have a way to work yourself around them the best. But the first thought is like whatever you do like that, don't get into a beef over this thing.
Hey, you know, the thought occurs as you're talking. I'm thinking out loud, but I'd almost counsel Keeler to ask questions. Just do it.
Sean Keeler, Denver Post over here.
Yeah, make Dion not answer.
The best would be the best because you have all the other writers kind of...
They're just laughing.
Like, is that really Keeler?
Keeler,
all right. And everybody's clapping. All right, Keeler.
I'd respect it if Keeler... No, don't even ask.
He just stares at him.
You don't have to ask. Just fire.
Just fire it away.
Yeah. I'd really respect that if he did it.
Let's see if he does. Let's see if he does it.
Yeah, then Prime would just have to ignore it.
Or what if...
Next question.
What if Keeler's like ducked down behind someone? And then all of a sudden, he just kind of does the...
quick question about the kicking game.
Hold it. Is that Keeler back there? Right?
That sounded like Keeler.
It sounded like Keeler behind Thompson, is it? They just snapped. They have spotters out there. Swear to God, that was Keeler.
Put his notebook over his face.
Quick here.
Quick question.
Quick question. Nuts and bolts. Clean some stuff up.
Oh my God, that would be hilarious.
That'd be hilarious.
Keeler should inject some humor into this.
Humor
discussion.
Or go with the Bobby Valentine full disguise. Full disguise. Mustache, everything. That'd be the best.
I'm not Sean Keeler.
I'm not Sean Keeler. I saw him here earlier. Don't know where he's at.
He's disappeared. What's the lunch? That's great. We'll see how this goes to Sean Keeler. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now. 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic, college quarterbacks this year.
No, not why we went from the 70s.
I was going through the list, PFF's list of top quarterbacks in the country.
I'll know.
Come on. You'll
I know,
know
two.
You'll know some.
Don't say them out loud.
No.
You think you know your college quarterback?
What are you going to give us? You're going to give us the school and what else?
I'll say what college is this quarterback, the starting quarterback?
What if we just say one college he's played for? Because you know this is not.
Nah, I can't do that.
Oh.
Current school. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. The record is 8-7, 3-1 last week.
Tight.
Good what performance. 8-7 overall since the
early 8-7.
Yeah.
Since you lost Friday, but you were 3-0 going to that, so it was a good week for you guys. Today, we've got Craig. Craig, how do you feel about college quarterbacks this season? Are you there, Craig?
I am here.
Okay. All right. Craig. Let's get to it. He doesn't have... Okay, here we go. Bill's a lifeline for Sip for one question, as always. First question goes to you, Craig. What college is Garrett Green the starting quarterback for? He's ranked 8th in PFF. Preseason.
Garrett. What's the first name?
Garrett. G. Garrett Green.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
I had it.
Brilliant.
You had that one, Bill?
I had it. Yeah, I had it.
1-0 lead for Craig. Sip. First question. Bill's in play.
So he's Neil Brown's quarterback.
Yeah.
What college, Sip, is Brady Cook the starting quarterback of? Number 10 in PFF.
I don't know it.
Really? Ooh.
Better get it, boys.
I think Craig knows this one. Yeah, Craig's confident.
Okay,
here.
Brady Cook, Notre Dame.
Oh,
That was a terrible guess.
Do you want that one, Craig?
Missouri.
Brilliant.
I had a chance to get it late, maybe, but no, I can't. That wasn't confident.
Very, very good year last year.
The first
one. So he's back.
Oh yeah, he's a good player. For the win, last question, up 2-0. What college is Alan Bowman the starting quarterback at?
Texas Tech.
No, he has been at Texas Tech. Where's he at, Bill?
Kind of crazy. I'm going to take him. Try to steal it. Oklahoma State.
Brilliant.
We're back in.
All right.
We're back in.
Bill is out of play, but he's used correctly. So
okay, what's the score?
It's 2-1 in favor of Craig.
We're trying to get overtime.
This is to force the tiebreaker, and you are on your own.
We got to get to overtime.
What college is Cade Klubnik the starting quarterback of?
Clemson.
This is true. This is Sip's question.
No, we got it.
We got it.
This is Sip's question.
Clemson.
Craig, that was for Sip, and you gave it to him.
No, we take that.
Craig.
That's a fumble.
He didn't know it. He didn't know it.
Right to our safety. I mean,
just gave him like a pick six to end the game.
Craig,
there.
You lose more than you win.
Yep. He lost.
The game's not over yet, though, because he can still win the tiebreaker.
Oh, wow, Craig. This will haunt you.
We got to dial in now.
Craig gave
come on.
You a
come on.
Gift.
Come on,
who's setting the number?
You guys are, because you got a gift from Craig here. Okay. Alan Bowman.
Alan Bowman
is entering his seventh season of college football. Texas Tech, Michigan, Oklahoma State was where he played at. How many career touchdown passes does he have entering his seventh season?
Wait a second. Say the schools again.
He's played at Texas Tech, Michigan as a backup, Oklahoma State.
Okay, so Bill, think about it. I'd say...
the exact number I was thinking.
Seriously?
It was the exact number I was thinking. Say it.
37.
Over, under, 37, Craig.
Over.
It was redemption for Craig. 49 touchdowns, 32 interceptions.
His 49, 32.
His best years. His best year stat-wise was his freshman year at 17 touchdowns. Texas Tech has all gone downhill since then.
The man has thrown 32 picks.
He has. But 49 touchdowns.
That's a sizable number.
Yeah.
He's in his seventh year somehow in college football. Craig, nice work. We got your bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Nice win today.
Dang it.
Nice win for Craig. You know, he did give you the chance at the tiebreaker.
I know.
He gave you life.
We were handed.
Would you have had that one, Bill? Cade Klubnik.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I did not. I should have known it.
So Bill would have had Garrett Green. See, I would not have known before research Garrett Green.
I should have, because did you see Neil Brown went on a big rant about that Garrett Green wasn't in the top 100 of some ESPN list of top 100 players, and Garrett Green wasn't in it. And Neil Brown kind of went wild. Was like,
I didn't see that.
Did you just not get to the W's? I mean,
oh wow,
yeah. You know, it was pretty snarky.
If there is one game that you could be at, that would be the game.
Which game?
Week one. Penn State at West Virginia.
Ooh,
that was
looking forward to that one.
That you want to talk about a crowd? You want to talk about nuts?
Oh, it's a rival.
Penn State and West Virginia. That's driving.
That's the first game.
First game, yes.
That's a tough game for Penn State.
Could be an L for Penn State. You never know.
Oh, it would be remarkable. That place would be nuts. Talk about some...
Penn State's going to West... That is...
Penn State is an 8.5-point favorite in that
tough game.
11 a.m. on Saturday.
11 a.m.
Oh, Virginia. God.
That should be a night game, too. That's one of those things, again. 11 a.m. West Virginia, Penn State. Come on. We're better than that.
The spillover is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.